This is Ted Kennedy with a Christmas thought for Senator Al Simpson. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, as we enter the holidays, I send Christmas greetings from the Kennedys to the Simpsons. We've had differences the past 12 months, but this is the season to count blessings, especially the two new arrivals in our families. You're as proud of the first Simpson grandchild, Beth, as I am of President Kennedy's first grandchild, Rose. The age-old message is still current, Al, peace on earth. Do me a favor this weekend. Look up in the night sky and tell me whether you want nuclear weapons in space. Quarter of a century ago, before the arms race accelerated and Star Wars was thought up, Dean Rusk, President Kennedy's Secretary of State, expressed a better idea. Let's ban weapons from space, he said, so that our grandchildren can look up into the great universe and reflect with the Psalms that the heavens declare the glory of God, not the folly of man. A nice thought, Al, and not just for Christmas time.
Christmas greetings to you too, Ted, and to all the Kennedys. But only a rascal like you would turn a Christmas greeting into a jab on the Strategic Defense Initiative. Lighten up there. It's Christmas. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And at no time are those goals more felt than at Christmas. As the Simpson family gathers together, and as I hold my young firstborn granddaughter Beth in my arms, I more fully understand the importance of my obligations. And as you welcome dear young Rose into the loving fold of your family, I know the goal of peace also weighs mightily in your mind. We have an honest difference of opinion here, Ted. I see the Strategic Defense Initiative as a means of assuring peace for all future generations. You don't. But as I said, it's Christmas. So we'll just agree to disagree for now. And Merry Christmas, Uncle Ebenezer.
This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.